This is the 2023 BMW X7 xDrive 40i, and I'm going to show you a few things about this SUV. Check out the amount of grille shutters this thing uses. It's everywhere, and it's all plastic.
And here is the B58 in all its glory.
Giant ass intercooler right here.
Oil filters right over there.
Here are the fuel rails on the top. That's the high pressure fuel pump right over there. Inevitably, this valve cover inevitably leaks oil. You're gonna have to replace the fuel injector seals as well when you take out the whole fuel rail.
Maintenance wise, your brake fluid reservoir is right here. Air filter is just right here. I would advise removing this bracing to reach the air filter. Well, that's the engine air filter. I'm not even talking about the cabin air filter, because the cabin air filter is a completely different story.
As I'm draining the oil right there for a second, let me show you the suspension.
A beautiful suspension setup. Let's take a look at the back.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Aluminum subframe. Pretty beefy differential. You see there's the actuator for the adaptive suspension. That'll be expensive to replace. I mean, they use a mixture of steel and aluminum for the back, but aluminum subframe, that's pretty cool to see.
These, I believe, are 4 piston calipers, if I'm not mistaken. This is a pretty sizable rotor. Here's the rear single piston floating design. Electric parking brake integrated.
Here's the soft closing door. As per usual, we're met with this glossy material that will accumulate fingerprints.
I personally hate this. I miss the old iDrive 7 with all the physical controls for the HVAC system. Now it's all relegated to the touchscreen. Just press a bunch of menus, just multiple touches. It's unnecessary. I miss the old iDrive. That's the end of it.